Illinois State Representative David Severn joining us on the other end of the line. Morning, David. How are you?
Hey, good morning. What a beautiful morning outside in southern Illinois.
I know. I told Robert on Monday that this looked like the day to call in sick to me. I'm thinking, 77 and sunshine and clear in 54 tonight. I'm thinking, there's probably some place at the lake where there's a fish needs caught. So
that's right. Good day to go fishing, even if you don't like the fish.
Right, which is interesting, which brings us to fishing, which brings us to boats, which brings us to yesterday. You were taking a look at one of the facilities here in southern Illinois in hopes of learning more about how it could be marketed to draw business to southern Illinois and, of course, the jobs involved.
Right. The industrial park in Benton where the Bombardier boat factory used to be, 39 acres. The building is the size of 8 football fields under roof. What a phenomenal building, but trying to get someone to come to southern Illinois. The workforce is here. There's people looking for jobs. The opportunity is there. Again, it's 39 acres property for $1 million. What a steal. I think it's the gentleman that we met with yesterday said $2.50 a square foot was the price of the building. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And they've had a couple people look at it in the last couple of years, but people have looked at it and then, taken their jobs somewhere else. So it's a challenge. The opportunity's there, but so we'll see what happens. But trying to, get the word out to people, and they're doing a good job of getting the information out. Just got to get someone lured to come here.
But isn't really the crux not so much about the business or the fact that you can find a great price, but the fear of the future in Illinois and how this budget issue will clear itself out in property taxes? Isn't that really the fear when it comes to businesses coming to Illinois, not just southern Illinois, but Illinois, period?
You're exactly right. There are businesses that are looking at what's going on in the state, or we should say what's not going on in the state, that's determining what's going to come to the state or what's going to leave the state. And you're exactly right. All the different things that are driving people out of this state or what's keeping that building probably sitting empty and other buildings throughout southern Illinois.
So what's the now? I understand there are discussions being held. In fact, we're running a small story this morning involving the governor saying my chief of staff is meeting their chief of staff. What do you know about what is being done to try to find a way forward?
Right. We know that as far as the legislators, that there's work going on behind the scenes as far as discussions and talks and those kinds of things. As far as the exact privy information, I don't have that. But as progress is made, then we're given that information. And basically what we're doing is in the House and in the Senate also, I was with Mr. Fowler yesterday morning in Benton. We're waiting for a call from the Speaker to call us back to Springfield so we can get to work and get that budget taken care of. So that's the information we have right now. And, talking to people yesterday, businesses here in my district that, without a budget, there's businesses that are going to close. I won't give you names, but I could give you names of businesses and organizations that they will close their doors without that budget. So it's got to happen, and school districts are very concerned. Social service things are, businesses are very concerned, so it's got to happen, Tom. It's got to happen.
Well, it was when you were telling me the story, what was it, a week, 2 weeks ago, about a business in your district that they were owed a rather large sum of money, and I think they ended up getting $76.
That's exactly right. It's up to almost $900,000 now that company is owed. And when the gentleman sent me a text, he said, "Hey, I got a check," and I was all excited, and I texted back to him. He said, "Don't get too excited," and then he sent me a picture of that check, $76,
right,
from 2 years ago. And so it's not good. And we were on the phone yesterday. My office, we talk to the comptroller's office almost every day. And the old saying about the squeaky wheel gets the grease. And so we talk to them every day and try to advocate for our people in our district and find out, okay, hey, where are we at? What can we do? What do we need to tell people? What can be done? And you can't ask for any favors, those kinds of things, but we just want to let them know that, hey, we have, that early childhood program in Williamson County that without their financing, they're going to close their doors. We've got other businesses that without the payments, they've provided the services, they've paid their staff. I mean, we have Franklin County Probation Program, and the detention center that they they're owed hundreds of thousands of dollars, and so the Franklin County, they're hurting, and not just Franklin County, not just the 117th, the whole state. And so it just makes sense, Tom, as you and I know, and I tell people, you know, we've spun this thing every which way. It just makes sense to get a budget. And, you know, whether you're a Republican or Democrat, when we were interviewed yesterday on Channel 3, I said, whether you're a Republican or Democrat, it makes no difference. The right thing to do is to be an Illinoisan as far as a legislator and to get this budget done and do what's right for the people of this state. I mean, you know, whether you like the governor, don't like the governor, want to beat him, want to vote for him, that should be a separate issue, but it's not. They're using that to drive this whole thing and literally to drive this state off a cliff.
Now, here's the thing. I spoke with Representative from Geneva, State Representative Steve Anderson, yesterday morning at approximately this time, and he says the way for Illinois to find a budget is to not stopgap education, is to leave that there and say, look, it's all got to be done. Buying parts and parcels to getting us by, that what would keep that pressure on and require everybody to get that budget done is by not stopgapping K through 12 education funding.
Right. You know, the stopgap, did it a year ago, of course, and the schools got full funding for the first time in years, and the stopgap was just that, a stopgap. But if we're looking for a second stopgap, it's no longer stopgaps. To me, it's just we're playing games with people. And what we need to do is get a full budget that's balanced so people can make decisions and they can plan for the future, for not only for schools but for their businesses and the other things that are involved by having a budget. So, you know, I just believe that another stopgap is just playing a game, and we need to not be playing games. These are people's lives. It's wrong. And so, you know, it helped for a while, but I don't believe it's the answer. And we have many people in the legislative house that believe it's not the answer also.
You know, it's interesting. Dave, yesterday a federal judge says that, you know, they may force the state of Illinois to pay the healthcare, Medicaid healthcare bills.
Right.
You know, we've racked up some pretty big bills. And, you know, so much of what has been spent by the Illinois has been by judicial order. And now we have a federal judge that says, you know, Illinois may have to pay these back healthcare bills because more hospitals are saying, no, we won't treat people. You don't pay your bills. So, you know, there's the prospect of another large chunk of money going out the door by judicial fiat.
Right. You know, the money's going out the door. We're spending a tremendous amount without a budget. We're going to be at, I'm not have the exact number, but maybe in the 35 or more billion dollars we're spending without a budget.
I was told 37 billion, David.
Yeah. I was going to throw 38 at you, but I knew it was a little less than that. It wasn't the exact number. But and that's without a budget. So, you know, it's we're just creating havoc without doing what's right. So it's not good, Tom, but it could be. I mean, you know, you and I know Southern Illinois, how awesome this area is and the state and all. We have all the different things. We just don't have one thing, and that's common sense in Springfield.
You know, I've got one caller here that says, one of my messaging says, I have a nursing home that's a client and that they are going to close if there's a minimum wage increase because they're regulated in how much they can charge by the state.
Right.
But then the state increases your cost, but not how much you can charge. They have no increase presently for almost 4 years now, but they are going to make you pay more. And they said that'll just put us out of business. And that's one of the problems you face now. Of course, that's really the minimum wage law. That's on the governor's desk, I guess, now.
Yes, that's correct. Of course, I'm not the governor, and as far as speaking for him, but there isn't any way you're going to sign that. I mean, that would literally just put the state of Illinois out of business completely. We have enough challenges with all the things with taxes and workman's comp and all the other costs that are so high in our state that, you know, you want people to make more money and to get increases and all those kinds of things, but that isn't the way to do it. So that's not the answer. Now it looks good. You know, hey, I've advocated as a politician, it looks good for someone to say, hey, I've advocated for someone to get $15 an hour. But then what's the next thing is, okay, if people got that, how about all the businesses that close? And then, you were going to get paid $15 an hour, sir, but I'm sorry, here's your pink slip. We're no longer in business.
Right.
So, I mean, that doesn't work. And so. Yeah.
Before I let you go, I need to go and move on to the next item. Have you heard about being called back to Springfield? Have you heard a date to vote on anything about maybe expect something around then? Anything like that?
Well, when we left the end of May, they said, hey, we'll probably get called back the last week in June. But I can tell you this, as of today's June the 7th, I'm ready to go back to Springfield today. But we haven't given any specific date. There's committee meetings like tomorrow. There's some committee meetings in Chicago, but there's not anything as far as actually talking about funding. Hey, can I throw a couple positive things at you before I go?
Right, we got about 20 seconds.
Okay, yes, sir. So Crystal's Catering has rolled out a new salad dressing, so we got something good going on there in our district. Also, the Infinity Manufacturing in Benton, they're going to build on 20,000 square foot and add 30 to 40 new jobs. Ken Sinlin is his partner, so a couple positive things there. So there are some things good going on. A great Boards of Fire is opening up today in Route 13. And we have our first satellite office open today in West Frankfort, the library at 10 o'clock. So come and see us in West Frankfort. And so I just wanted to finish on some positive things with all the negative stuff going on.
Right. But you realize all the private is all that is in the private sector.
I sure do.
Yeah. News Radio WJPF, Southern Illinois' number one for news and talk.